I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Federal prosecutors in Atlanta have announced that a former software developer for Equifax is facing insider trading charges related to the company's massive data breach last year. The U.S. Attorney's Office says Sudhakar Reddy Bonthu made $75,000 in the stock market using non-public information about the breach before any public announcement was made. Equifax shares plunged in value after the Atlanta-based credit reporting company disclosed that information on nearly 150 million Americans had been exposed. A new Georgia law will make it easier for renters who are experiencing domestic violence to get out of a lease. GPB's Sophie Peel explains.
Starting July 1st, renters who give their landlords a temporary protection order can exit a lease without a penalty. Linda Wessels works with abused women at the Rescue Mission of Middle Georgia. She says this will help those who cannot afford to leave.
There are so many reasons why they don't leave, and just the added stress of not being able to leave because of the financial burden of breaking a lease is really just one less obstacle that they have to overcome to be able to be free of the violence.
Lawmakers voted unanimously to approve the bill in the spring. For GPB News, I'm Sophie Peel.
Darien officials have filed a motion to dismiss a federal lawsuit that alleges racial discrimination in the firing of a former police officer. Carone Robinson says he was let go after his supervisor, Ryan Alexander, learned Robinson, who was black, was dating a white colleague. Robinson alleges that Alexander was racially biased and displayed a Nazi flag in a Darien police vehicle and later in his office. In a motion to dismiss the suit, Darien police argue that Robinson was fired by two other law enforcement agencies for harassment and insubordination, and that they documented the work-related incidents that led to his firing. Robinson and his attorney have until July 9th to decide whether to continue to pursue the suit in court. A coastal Georgia police officer has been charged with voluntary manslaughter and violating his oath of office this week after he fatally shot a black man who was running away from him. Kingsland police officer Zachariah Presley surrendered yesterday to the Camden County Sheriff's Office. The Georgia Bureau of Investigation says Presley, who was white, was following a vehicle that stopped at an intersection on June 21st when the driver and passenger ran. Presley pursued the driver, later identified as 33-year-old Anthony Markell Green. Presley caught up with Green, but Green fled again, at which time Presley fired multiple shots, killing Green. The Drug Enforcement Administration raided a Gray, Georgia doctor's office Tuesday, taking four people into custody. WMAZ-TV reports that Dr. Thomas Satche is accused of illegally distributing drugs like morphine, oxycodone, and fentanyl from his Georgia Pain and Behavior Medicine offices. He and three employees, office manager Maureen Satche, nurse Emmeline Ennis, and medical assistant Brandy Lynn Hamilton, also known as Brandy Lynn Birchfield, were taken into custody. The indictment says the illegal prescriptions written by Dr. Satche caused death or serious injury to at least one patient. The four are charged with offenses including conspiracy to distribute and dispense controlled substances. And in sports, the Atlanta Dream lost to the Chicago Sky 93-80 yesterday. The 7-7 Dream hold the third place in the WNBA Eastern Conference. The Dream travel to Minnesota tomorrow night for a game against the Lynx. The 8-6 Lynx are number 4 in the WNBA Western Conference. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and Twitter at GPB News.